Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you missed the breaking news, Patrick Mahomes will start Sunday against the Titans. Gordon Ramsay had this yesterday when you sat down and chatted with him.
So he just walks into the room. You're not going to hear a question at the beginning because he just walks in and he just starts talking. And he's just always kind of talking. He's just always got stuff to say. And so I said, wait, can I start recording? And he started.
I'm always on. So that kind of pressure comes with the strive, I think, in terms of what you want. I didn't want it easy in this industry. And I love pushing the boundaries out. I'm here because I want to be and I want to make a difference. And so it's almost like that player coach, you're offloading to talent to get up to your speed as quick as you, but you have to be as patient as their parents because they haven't got that speed. So it's a really fine, you know, juggling act. But it's imagine yourself at the Royal Albert Hall and you have an orchestra of 175, and that's what we've got in the team here. And it's a lot of work, but I need one bum note, you know, to completely, you know, screw everything up. And that's important for me. And that's not just the food, that's putting a bottle of coffee down, pouring a glass of wine too full, you know, splashing water over a lady's dress, and then waffling on about a dish for 3.5 minutes in front of customers, and the fucking thing's gone stone cold before they eat it. So, finesse.
How do you, with so many restaurants and so many branches to your tree, so to speak, and a big reputation to maintain, how do you... So there's so much beyond your control. How do you keep the standards up?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I have an amazing team, and I'm a control freak. But the pressure's on them, because they're all involved in business, and they have targets and incredible achievements to hit. And so, I don't like that word franchise or brand. Yes, it is. But it's working mechanisms that are individually set up with talent that have been in the stable for the last, Christina, you know, she's been with me now, you know, 9 years. 9 years. There was this little filly girl, glasses, gorgeous smile, entering a competition, a boot camp competition, Hell's Kitchen, and she came out like, you know, rising from the ashes. I mean, just extraordinary. And so that there's 15 of her, and she does the job equivalent of 15 chefs. And so we put that into the mix, and we break it down. We have a great R&D team, and like I said, this project's been on the boil for the last 15 months.
That's a lot of trust you have to have in people.
I think it's like any business in terms of that level of trust, because we create something unique, and we water it, and it grows. And Caesar's been an amazing partner. And like I said, 7 years ago, everyone said, well, using a brick during the steakhouse. But prior to those 7 years, man, I did my homework here. Fell in love with the country 15 years ago. And even when we started working on TV, and there was a producer giving me cards, and I said, what's that for? He said, well, that's your lines. I said, my what? That's your lines for when we want you to call out. I said, trust me. I run a restaurant, you run a show. And Hell's Kitchen is a live restaurant, and it's a boot camp, and it's $250,000. Do you have any idea what that is to a young chef?
Unreal.
Trust me, I'll find the right winner, but don't worry about the cue cards, and don't worry about a teleprompter, and don't try and tell me what to say, especially in my field. So I've done my homework to get where I have. And I think starting, you know, this month off celebrating 21 years at Royal Hostel Road, and literally 2 weeks ago and 19th year as a third star, listen, you're not going to stay on top all your life, and I've worked hard to get here, and if everyone can shine as much as I do alongside me, then even better.
Can I ask you a couple of non-business questions?
Of course you can.
What's it like being a dad at 51? Happy birthday tomorrow,
Thank
by
you.
The way. How is it different now compared to when you were 30?
That's a good question. 30, I was 18, 19 hours a day, 6 days a week. And the business was closed Saturday, Sunday. So I used to go in and prep all the fish on Saturday. And so I woke up Sunday morning and tried to spend as much time with the kids as possible. And then when you're on that journey, you're unselfish because you're focused on achieving, you know, the very best to provide for your family in a way that I didn't have what they had. So it's really weird. Jack asked me the same question last week, and he's just finished university. He's going off into the Royal Marines, and I'm so excited for him. And he just said, "Dad, why do you work so hard?" And I said, "Jack, I don't know any difference." And he said, "Well, you always work this hard." I said, "I don't know any difference." So what he hasn't realized yet is his life is completely different to what mine was at his age. And so, Oscar now has brought me back to the beginning of that childhood. And I am spending more time. I spent more time in the first 6 months than I did with all four of them in the first 3 years. I was in a different pace of life then. And now I decide what I want to do. I decide where I want to go, and I have an amazing choice. And unfortunately, the diary is crazy busy, but it's booked out 14, 15 months in advance. But I dictate that. I don't have to be a certain place at a certain time. I call the shots on that one. So you factor in these amazing little breaks, and you spend quality time. And with Oscar now, it scared me. I panicked and freaking fainted when he popped out the sunroof. And so it makes you more focused again, but I'm spending a lot more time with him.
Are you? Is from when the kids were?
Yeah. Also, it's just, you know, I see a little me there. He's a little.
He looks just like you.
A little GR. He's frowning. Yeah. He's spitting out his food, and he's already complaining.
He's got
there's
the brow.
No salt in there. The brow's there. I'm sure he's gonna have a wrinkled forehead by the time he's five. So he travels well, and we got 5 years before he goes to school. So I want to do what I didn't do, you know, 17, 18 years ago with the kids.
Yeah, that's it's an amazing difference. The restaurant business is demanding enough for mm-hmm. your average person. What do you, if someone's thinking about opening a restaurant now, what do you think about the business and how it is now?
It's tough. It's very tough. And also, you need to stay within your bracket. And too many restaurants open and go beyond their means. And I say start off small, control your costs, and stay local. Forget anything to do with accolades and stay local. And if you can fill your restaurant Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday will take care of itself. And so climb the ladder slowly and don't overlay yourself with debt to get the perfect. It took me years to get the perfect restaurant. And I've just refurbed Royal Hostel Road after 21 years. And so you need time to get there and stay within the local vicinity. Keep that local clientele, because that is your bread and butter. In the middle of a storm, you know, in the middle of February, and even when the clocks go back and it's dark and miserable and pissing down with rain outside, you want those locals in. Focus on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you can fill it those first 3 days, trust me, you've got a big chance of success.
So we had a lot of listeners text in questions for you.
All right.
Okay. So this one was very popular. What's another name for a toothpick?
A cocktail stick.
How did that happen? Where did that come from?
Because I hate people sticking fingers in food. I see it all the time. I go to lots of football games, and you see, and people get their hands, they stick them in, and use a f***ing cocktail stick. Disgusting. I do not want to go into someone's food or a dish when someone's fingers have been there. And so I'm not good at those dips and nachos. I'll take my own dip and pass me your crisp.
What is the weirdest thing to you about American food and the way things Americans eat?
Breakfast. Yeah, too sweet. And so I'm not very good at all those calories. I think breakfast is important, but I love pancakes, but not the Leaning Tower of Pisa of pancakes. And so it's a weird combination seeing fruit on a plate with meat. I love the different regions. And then I get pissed off with the amount of egg yolks we waste in LA. Because everywhere you go, they all want a f***ing egg white omelette. And the one question I ask the waiter, where are all the yolks?
What do they tell you?
He looks at me, no one's ever asked me that. It's a good question, chef. I'm going to ask the chef. And lo and behold, out comes the chef. What's wrong? I said, oh, geez. Only asked, where are the yolks?
What country is your favorite breakfast? Where would you rather eat breakfast?
Oh, that's a tough question. It depends who I'm with.
Okay.
So I love Sat and a little place called Gulf Shuan, just in between Antibes and Cannes. And I lived there when I worked in the south of France. I had this tiny little flat. And every morning I used to go down to the Boulangerie and Patisserie and sit and have coffee and croissant. And so I took Tana there on our first date. And we loved the sunrise and we had this coffee. And we still go there now. But the one thing that pisses me off is when they dunk their croissant in the coffee. And it looks like
Cardinal
this,
Sin right there.
Yeah,
can't do
oh my
that.
God. You've got this buttery, beautiful, crisp croissant. And they dunk it inside the coffee. Disgusting.
Got it. Okay. There are a few debates that we have on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Should you break pasta before putting it in boiling water?
Never
Please
break
explain.
Pasta. Never break pasta. Also, it cooks at different times. It only takes literally 6 or 7 seconds to literally let the heat penetrate, and then you bend it immediately through. And when you break it, you can't turn on the fork. And so I like pasta turned on the fork so I can sort of minimize the portions. Because when you break it, you can't turn it. So no, don't break it.
Does lettuce belong on nachos?
No freaking way. Lettuce does not belong on nachos. And secondly, if I find any more chefs sticking that shit inside a microwave, I swear to God, I'll dig it up like the granddad's ashes and stick it where the sun don't shine.
What was that last thing? Stick what in the microwave? Are we allowed to say anything? What was he getting to?
Something where the sun don't shine. Something
right. Somebody
said.
Belong on nachos. And secondly, if this I one. Find any more chefs sticking that shit inside a microwave, I...
The what?
Nachos. Nachos in a microwave, I assume?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it could have gone a number of ways.
No, nachos.
Could have gone a number of ways.
And then real quick, at some point, my recorder just stopped. The app at some point just had enough. And I didn't realize that. And so there were a couple more, scotch or bourbon. He's a bourbon guy, mm-hmm. A little bit more. And then there was a lot. I wish I could have just kept my recorder going when we were just hanging out, because there was probably 10 minutes after before he had his next interview where we were just kind of chilling.
That's cool.
And you want to be, and he's just very down to earth and very cool and very on, but in a really friendly, personable kind of way. Like, you can kind of tell it takes you a couple minutes to find out if you can really kind of play or not. You know, you feel like you had to do the serious stuff first to see if you can go straight to the funny stuff or not.
He's a guy I feel like I would just jump right in.
Probably.
Jump right in.
But he walked in talking. I mean, he walked in having a conversation about the business, so you just let him keep going.
Well, he's
going
to have fun with you because you're a media member, too, and you got to help spread the word of his restaurant. So that was really cool. If you missed any of it, it'll be podcast coming up at KMBZ.com. We'll throw some videos up. There's already pictures from the new restaurant if you want to see it. It's inside Harrah's up in North Kansas City.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.